May 29th, 2011, a NATO airstrike in Afghanistan killed 14 civilians. Terrorism, it is often said, is in the eye of the beholder. Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Those of you who read these Today in Terrorism blogs know that I cover a lot of ground. While I consider myself somewhat knowledgeable on a particular brand of terrorism, i.e. the Islamist variety, I do try to include other types for two primary reasons. A. Writing about jihadis just gets boring. B. There are many manifestations of terrorism around the world. But before we go on, we should every once in a while check our assumptions on what we mean by terrorism. I know there are other definitions of the term. I always fall back on that in the Canadian Criminal Code because, well, I am Canadian, and I worked in counterterrorism for the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS, which also used that particular rendering. But it does seem to be a concept many argue over. This week alone, there was disagreement over whether incels are terrorists or just hateful misogynists, for instance. In light of the worldwide counterterrorism effort, a lot has transpired, some good and some not so good. Real terrorists have been neutralized, either arrested or killed, and that is, at least in my mind, a good thing. As I always say, a dead terrorist is a good terrorist. We must admit, however, that mistakes have also been made. Among these, in my mind, would be the US use of Guantanamo Bay to house and abuse terrorists, the decision to invade Iraq in 2003, and the continuing reference to the, quote, war on terrorism, unquote. With respect to the latter, our collective militaries have assumed their role, disproportionate in my view, in this ill-named effort. This is not controversial since, well, who else do you send to fight a war? One of the tactics used by some nations is that of air or drone strikes. The advantage of these moves should be obvious. Terrorists do not have aircraft, although they are said to have deployed drones, albeit simple ones with nowhere near the firepower of a national air force. And those who carry out such attacks are not themselves put at risk, unlike law enforcement agencies or ground forces. But what if the strikes hit the wrong target? What if, instead of terrorists, civilians die? This is exactly what happened in 2011. A NATO airstrike killed 14 civilians, most of them women and children, in the southern province of Helmand. The target was a group of Taliban terrorists, but the missiles missed, hitting two family homes. Quote, "Unfortunately, the compound the insurgents purposefully occupied was later discovered to house innocent civilians," unquote. That was from Major General John Tulin, commander of NATO forces in the southwest region of Afghanistan. What bothers me most, aside from the loss of innocent life, is the pattern of denial that often accompanies these quote-unquote mistakes. I have read where high-level officials state that not one single civilian has been killed in these actions. Thankfully, there are bodies out there that do monitor these acts and do on-the-ground investigations to put pay to this lie. I am not from the crowd that sees NATO as a terrorist organization. At the same time, however, if we are to maintain that we occupy the moral high ground, we must acknowledge that we do not always get it right. If we kill those who have nothing to do with terrorism, we have to admit our error. And we have to stop referring to the war on terrorism.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.